Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
If you're looking for a second opinion or you're looking for just an answer about integrative medicine or natural medicine, you're at the right place. I'm Dr. Mitch, Irina, my nurse practitioner and wife, next to me for this next hour to talk to you about things that you'd like to talk about. Although we have amazing new things that are out in the literature, I think you'll be interested in knowing about. And then if you have a question about yourself, your family member, your kids, whoever, we're here to try to help you with that. Nothing's too short to listen to. 38 years, 4 textbooks, hundreds of papers, pretty much instructing and teaching hundreds and hundreds of physicians. We're here to help you as well to get the answers that you're looking for. Now, 400 million people are diabetic worldwide. We're not going to talk about diabetes this whole hour, but certainly there is an article that came out, it was a while ago, but it's an amazing article that researchers found that this particular food substance, which, by the way, you'll never guess what it is, actually, if it is extracted properly, can literally, after 12 weeks, eating just a little bit of it, help people that have both overt diabetes and they have borderline diabetes. Now, the substance, I'll give you a hint, is something that is considered pretty much the most natural, healthy substance that there is in the world. People say, what could that be? It's a substance that's pretty much people call the perfect food. Now, should we give Mike a chance to figure it out?
Okay, try.
All right, Mike, I'm going to give you a chance because, you know, it's the first segment of the hour. So, Mike, you get one chance only. Show me how smart you are. What is that perfect food that we have?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that it's avocado. Yep.
No, but it was a good guess.
And avocado is a good thing.
It's a good guess. Mm-hmm. It's a good guess. What I'm talking about, let me give you one more little piece of information. It never goes bad.
Oh, never goes bad.
Never goes bad. It's been found in the tombs of the ancient pharaohs.
Honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Good job. Now, no one would think, you know, figuring with all the drugs we have, injections and all these other things, that there would be a physiologic functional advantage of eating a little bit of honey. And believe it or not, when you look at honey, the amount of compounds and things that are in it are staggering. There's over 110. Most of them you won't be able to say unless you're a chemistry major, but 110 items. They found if you took a little bit of the real high-end honey, and I like a certain honey, which is the white honey. It only comes to Hawaii. It's unbelievable. It has no aftertaste. That's the one we like, right?
I know. It's the best.
It's the best. So this honey, if you even take in the honey in less than a teaspoon, 3/4 to a teaspoon every day for about 12 weeks, it actually helps the insulin resistance and your body to do what it needs to do and bring down the numbers that all the doctors are always chasing, like the fasting blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C, and things like this. And what a delicious way of doing that. Honey, it's on the table. You're listening, I'm sure, from a lot of different sources. Wherever you are, you're welcome to call us at 855 Dr. Mitch or 855-376-4824. Your other choices are facebook.com/CRN Talk. We're on Twitch right now, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, CRN Digital Talk, and even YouTube. So it's CRN Digital Talk at YouTube channel. So there's no excuse for you not to call in. Ask the questions. We love them. If not, we're going to talk about things that are important to us, but you get a chance to call in. Again, the number is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You know, we'll be right back after this message with lots of amazing information for you like this. Stand by. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the show. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. We'll be right back.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Oh, yeah, it's Dr. Mitch with Irina. Good afternoon. KMET area, 1490 AM, pretty much all over Los Angeles and its connecting areas. And, of course, pretty much the world, because if you're listening on CRN1, you could be doing that anywhere in the world. If you're one of the folks that like Facebook, facebook.com/CRN Talk. We're on Twitch. We're on Periscope. We're on Tiki Live, Roku, CRN Digital Talk, and now even YouTube. CRN Digital Talk YouTube channel, we're there for you as well. The other thing is, and what we love is when you call in, because I can ask more questions to get really into the meat and heart of what you're trying to ask. So do that by calling us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Do it early in the show. We can talk. I'm sitting here with Irina, of course. I'm having my cup of coffee, which I will share with you. Every day I do have my coffee. People always ask me, what about coffee? Is it a problem or not? And the answer is, there is more positive to coffee than there is negative. Yes, it is an acid load. And yes, for every cup you drink, you should drink an extra glass of water. So if you have 3 cups of coffee, you should have 3 extra cups of water. When I say extra, I mean in addition to the 5 or 8 glasses of water you should have every day just to remain hydrated. But with coffee, it basically is an amazing anti-inflammatory. It's been shown to reduce, believe it or not, diabetes as well. And we used to say up to 3 cups were okay. Now we're saying 4 to 5 cups are okay. A study done not that long ago even said 20 cups coffee. Can you imagine? I would be jittery. I'd be throwing things all over the place. So 20 cups I can't do either, but I think my 4 to 5 cups a day I like to do. Now, there's a brand new research, which is kind of cool. And by the way, you should be aware that coffee has also been shown to reduce prostate cancer and breast cancer. So it's a great thing. Now, when I say coffee, before I forget, coffee means no, it should be organic, not the non-organic stuff. The non-organic stuff is a little bit of a problem because that, of course, has all the fungicides on it. We don't want that. So, all right. So coffee is great for us. They're using mice. There's a brand new type of thing they've noticed. And this is what they did. They took mice, they could breed mice for developing pretty much any symptom they like over time. But one of the symptoms they bred mice to do is have Alzheimer's like symptoms. It's amazing. Okay. These poor mice. I mean, don't you feel bad?
Shame. Yesterday I was reading some studies. I was like, what do they do to all these animals?
Yeah, you got to feel bad for them a little bit if you're an animal person. And anyway, so they found the importance of caffeine for protecting against Alzheimer's. It merely demonstrates that caffeinated coffee does cause a rise in blood levels of a growth factor known as GCSF. Now, you're probably thinking, what does that stand for? It stands for granulocyte colony stimulating factor. Granulocyte colony stimulating factor. Now, the granulocytes are the first line of defense as a part of the white blood cell system, which is significantly reduced, they have found, in Alzheimer's patients, and it will improve the memory in mice that even have Alzheimer's already. So what this means is not just what the article is saying, but if you have, let's say, a cold or you want to stop cancer, for example, one of the ways that if coffee is going to help is the fact that it does increase GCSF, the granulocyte colony stimulating factor, because that's the front line to cancers of the white blood cells. So in the study, they found the effects of decaffeinated and caffeinated coffee were compared to those of caffeine on its own, because that's important. In both mice with Alzheimer's and normal mice, caffeinated coffee improved the GCSF blood levels. Neither decaf nor caffeine alone had this effect. and they made use of only drip coffee. So what I'm trying to say is decaf's probably a nice drink going home after a long night and you're at a party. But if you really want to get the positive effects of everything, the caffeine pills don't do it. The caffeine in some of the super drinks won't do it. The thing is, organic caffeinated coffee is the answer. Organic caffeinated regular coffee, drip it, and it makes a huge difference. And this is a wonderful thing because it can increase the levels of this frontline important thing for your white blood cell, and it takes away harmful, that beta amyloid protein that you hear about. So,
coffee. And don't overdo it with sugar either.
No, it's true. I never thought about that.
It's like you and I, we like coffee with no sugar, but most people, I think they put a little sweetener.
They do. And the other thing is the bulletproof coffee and thing like that, it's not necessary in this case. Mm-hmm. This is about the coffee itself. And those who know about coffee know there's a lot of substances in coffee as well, one of them being chlorogenic acid. And if you want to know why, after you drink a cup of coffee, you run to the bathroom, have a good bowel movement, hey, that's the reason. Because caffeinated coffee has chlorogenic acid, it works very quickly, and off to the bathroom, a lot of people will go. So here's a new thing about coffee. I'll bring that once in a while, because for me to have a cup of coffee, either while I'm on the show in the morning before I leave, during work, seeing patients, it makes sense for me. And you're stealing my coffee right now, right in front of my face.
You just keep talking about it. So
now you feel that you should have it. So anyway, physical activity is improved with coffee. Drinking a cup of coffee before you work out also enhances your performance and enhances your muscle strength. It gives you more mental acuity and be able to focus. So basically, coffee for everyone. All right, Mike, you drink coffee?
I'm having one right now.
See, there's a smart guy. You're a smart guy. And see what it might be a very good thing to have, like before, I know you're in college, before a test, it may be like a perfect thing to help you.
Actually, I have a routine where I drink a cup of coffee and have one Hershey's bar, and I'm ready to go to take that test.
Hey, listen, give me five Hershey's bar. I'll be ready to take your test for you. Although the problem is, if you're going to do a Hershey's bar, which is fine, it's better to probably do a bar that's just dark chocolate, 80% or 90% of cacao, and very low in the sugar. When you take something, it's 80 to 90% cacao, and it's a dark chocolate, you're releasing a product, a chemical that's called the bliss hormone. And that's why people feel better when they're down, depressed, they eat some chocolate. That's the way to get the best bang for your buck. I don't know if you like dark chocolate, but anyway, that would be the way we go. We try to have like a little bit of real dark 80% or more cacao every night. And probably with my coffee would be delicious. As a matter of fact, one of the nice tastes you can always do, you can take dark chocolate and actually put it right into your coffee. It gives it a different, little bit of different flavor. It's kind of neat. So coffee for everyone is the way to go. So we'll go off coffee for a little bit. The show is always look good, feel good, have great sex. It's how you can interact with myself. I'm Dr. Mitch, 38 plus years of experience. I teach physicians. We literally teach them how to do integrative medicine. So you're talking to the people that teach the people that you may be going to. So you have a question, this is a great time to do it. So if you're listening at KMET 1490 AM or facebook.com/CRN Talk, Twitch, Periscope, TT Live, Roku, or YouTube, Digital Talk, CRN's YouTube channel, you can get us. We're live from 3 to 4 Eastern, noon to 1 Pacific time. When we come back, things that will help your heart burn that I'm sure you've never thought of before. Ah, new stuff. And something that's as good, believe it or not, as the proton pump inhibitor. Really? Something natural is? Yeah, there is. There is something natural. So call us at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Right after these messages, we'll be back with a lot more. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, right here on Look Good, Feel Good, and Have Great Sex. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Hull. Don't miss the newest couple on the air, myself and Mike Horn. We're together in the lounge, you know, here at CRN Digital Talk Radio. Call in and join us for talk radio like you've never heard talk radio before.
It's the legendary Dave Hull returning to the radio airwaves. That's right. Join Dave Hull and yours truly, Michael Horn, Fridays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And throughout the weekend, check out all the information at crntalk.com, crntalk.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitchell with Irina.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitchell with Irina.
Don't forget about me.
All right, I never forget about you. She's an earth practitioner, also been doing integrative medicine for more than 5 years, myself 38. So I guess between the two of us, we have more than 40-some years of experience. Facebook Live, of course, our folks are always on that where they're ready to go. Audrey, thank you so much for writing in to my producer, Mike, who passed the question on to me. Basically said you're taking aspirin for your blood pressure and you're using turmeric. And the doctor got nervous and said, hey, they're both anticoagulants. You're going to have a problem, blah, 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 blah. I got it. First of all, I'm not sure why you're taking aspirin for blood pressure. There's much better, by the way, than that. If you want to do it naturally, because aspirin rarely brings the blood pressure down at all, but it will upset the stomach and can cause ongoing GI bleeding you wouldn't know about. So if you want to go more natural, the best way of doing that would be using something like the blood pressure support. Now, yeah, I'm talking about our own product, Irina's and ours, and you can go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.com and get it. In either case, I mean, even if you don't, I'm here to help you. And I can think of 10 other things that would be better than aspirin for your blood pressure. But that works very well if you take two or three of them twice a day. And it has things that also help you coagulate properly, like magnesium and a few other things. If you're taking turmeric, if you're taking, and I don't know how much you're taking, but the aspirin and turmeric, theoretically, turmeric can cause some anticoagulant effects. Certainly the aspirin definitely will cause you to bruise and have more of an anticoagulant effect. Turmeric has a very small amount and is the combination probably going to give you a stroke or something and you'll bleed terribly if you do? The answer is, not really. It would be, unless you're taking 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of the turmeric as curcumin, which is its active ingredient, I don't see that happening. Consider, Audrey, just switching over from aspirin to something else. And again, if you're interested, just go to iamconsult.us. In the meantime, I think you can continue your little trek. And if you want to know this simple little bedside test, if you look at your arms, like turn your arms over, look in the creases of your forearms and around there, see if you see any of these little tiny dots of red. We call that petechia. If you're getting petechial hemorrhages or your teeth bleed easily, then of course it's probably the aspirin. It's doing it, and you might want to get rid of it anyway. The other thing you can do if you have a friend who has a blood pressure cuff, which pretty much is everyone because everyone's so paranoid about their blood pressure, what you could do is you could pump the cuff off between not as high as the systolic and not as low as the diastolic, somewhere between the two. So if you're like 140 over 90, pump it to about 100 or 120 and leave it there for 4 or 5 minutes. In 4 or 5 minutes, you should see very few of these little dots come out on your arm. If you see a lot of them, it just means basically that you're probably too anticoagulant. It's a little test. If you have more questions, just go ahead and text Mike back, or you can certainly call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Adding anything to that? We're good. Okay. So then there's Tatiana, who wrote in from Facebook as well. Tatiana's granddaughter is post-pubescent and has acne and has a lot of earwax. And that's not unusual. Even after you're post-pubescent, some people just get very oily skin. They're probably still producing a lot of testosterone that's being shunted into DHT, or one of the metabolites of testosterone called dihydrotestosterone. And the easy way to find that out, Tatiana, and yes, your answer your question, they can be both related for sure. The way you can tell and the way you can help that for your granddaughter is to go to the store, and you can get her a simple thing called salt palmetto. It's the number one, pretty much the number one prescribed herb in the world, because men use it for their prostate. But if for her, the taking the salt palmetto, like 320 milligrams, will break that pathway, and she won't have as much oily skin or oily acne or oil in her ears. If you want to go to something a little more finesse, again, you can go to the website iamconsult, that's iamconsult.us, and ask for it or look for it, the hormone therapy formula. And the hormone therapy formula, she could start with one twice a day, as high as two twice a day. If it's okay with the doctor, that should do the trick. Thank you, both Audrey and Tatiana, for writing in. We're here to give you non-judgmental help, but always bent towards the integrative side, natural side. Give us a holler. We have 40-some years of experience. The guy that wrote the book, you're listening to. This is Dr. Mitch with Irene at KMET 1490 AM, Facebook.com/CRN Talk, Twitch, Periscope, TT Live, Roku, YouTube, CRN Talk Digital. No matter where you're listening, go ahead and call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Or go ahead and text my board operator, producer, Mike. We're here for you. We'll be right back after these messages. And I am Dr. Mitch. Yes, Irene is with me. We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch, and thank you so much for listening. We're here with you till 3. 40-some years of experience, Irene and I bring you every Sunday to KMET 1490 and pretty much every other outlet you can think of. CRN1 Network's on, so we're pretty much everywhere. We're here to help you, and it's easy to write or call us, as you'll see. Three people from Facebook already have done the same. Parker, thank you also from Facebook you're listening on. Asks, is there any truth to the toxicity of the HPV vaccine, human papillomavirus vaccine? Well, let's do it this way, because, everyone likes to label people. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's this. I don't want to care about labels. I could care less. I just want to know, is it worth it or not? But I think the first thing you should be aware is anything that you put into your body, literally anything that you put into your body that it has a potential for a side effect. I don't care who it is. They have to agree with me. Now, there's been about 67 million doses, basically, administered nationally, if I'm not correct. It was back in 2006. There have been so far pretty much 25,176 plus adverse reported events. Now, I don't know if you're aware, in vaccines, you can't go after the doctor. You can't go after the company. As a matter of fact, the vaccine companies, and this is kind of cool what they did for their sake, went ahead and said, look, if you want us to continue putting out vaccines, then you better indemnify us. So the government did by creating a vaccine injury place where $1 billion or more has been paid out already. And this is for all vaccines. So now you have that. So they feel about most of these were not serious events. I can tell you, I've had two in my practice of two young women who had this injection. One couldn't walk and was numb. The other had numbness in another part of their body. It took almost a month for us to get rid of it. Now, they complain of fainting, dizziness, nausea, headache. So there is no question there are other things that are in that vaccine. Remember, the vaccine has to be preserved. So the preservatives are often aluminum, mercury, things that certainly our body doesn't need. They use squalene in a lot of these. Squalene irritates the brain and can increase the amount of autoimmunity. So it's like anything else. It's a benefit versus a risk. How many are going to get HPV? At what age are they going to get it? And it doesn't make sense. Now, there are lots and lots of people out there. And of course, the mainstream industry would make you want to believe that there's nothing wrong with it and that taking it is no issue whatsoever. And yet, there's a whole other side. And the question you always have to think about, Parker, is when you read something, who wrote the paper? Was it someone that had secondary gain, or was it the drug company themselves that was writing about that as well? There were two reports, by the way, that ALS occurred, they believe, from two young females after they were given this shot. And there was a couple of pulmonary embolisms that were also considered as well. So the conclusion, as like anything else, is if you're thinking about it, take the informed consent. What's the chances of getting HPV or the person that's getting this? What are the possible adjuvants? The word you want to know, if you want to look up, is to look up HPV vaccine adjuvants, ADJUVANTS, and look at all the things that are in there. And although people tell you there's only a little bit of these things, it's like anything else. There's only a little bit of pesticide in the apple or orange that you might have, but yet things add up. At the end of the day, weigh the risks versus the benefit. Answer your question overtly again. In my opinion, Parker, there is a toxicity to the vaccine, and you have to decide whether that's worth it or not. Great question, by the way. Thank you, Parker, for writing in. Again, if you'd like to call and speak to us, it's easy by writing or calling 855-DR-MITCH, or you can call 855-376-4824. Now, you can weigh in. You're not vaccinated for HPV. Of course, we're married. There's not any need for it at this moment. But also, you didn't vaccinate the boys, your boys, for it either. So
I'm worried. I think the idea of vaccination is great, you know, the idea behind it. But the way they are made and this whole thing that they made, Congress basically signed this law that you cannot go after the manufacturer. Why did they do that if it's so safe?
Yeah,
you know,
makes
they
you
must,
wonder, right?
Right, exactly. And all these millions of dollars that were already paid out, and you know that they fight every single case that they have to pay out. So if they already paid out all these, how many, you know, other ones that they said they didn't qualify?
Yeah, I'm also wondering if maybe because the vaccine you can give someone young, and they probably have a much longer time to bring a case, so they were probably concerned, the drug companies, over it. Of course, the total debacle of the flu vaccine this year might be a helpful reason to look at it, where they had the wrong material mostly. It didn't work for the type of flu that we had, and the guess is made almost 8 to 9 months prior to the actual flu season. Well, we'll see about that. 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Do you suffer from heartburn or insomnia? Well, the reason I ask is heartburn is like growing. You know, people are getting heavy. They eat all this junk food. They eat inappropriately, too much carbohydrates, et cetera, et cetera. So you wonder, what are some of the things? And you've heard, you know, of course, don't eat fried or fatty foods. Don't eat 4 hours before you go to bed. Stay away from the peppermint. And yes, of course, even though I spoke about it earlier, coffee may be of some problem as well. Any of the caffeinated problems, because there's a sphincter called the LES. That stands for lower esophageal sphincter that allows food to go down into your stomach, but it isn't supposed to come back up. And of course, if you do, you go to sleep after you've eaten too soon. You should go not eat for at least 2 to 4 hours. It will come back up as well. Some people have to sleep at 30 degrees. But there is something, by the way, the Egyptian researchers found, and I've been using this for some time, but I thought it would be kind of neat. If you want to stop, was that 1 minute, did you say? Oh, all right. And I'm not going to tell them then what this material is. Okay, that's fine. It's your fault, Mike, not mine. I'm just saying, okay? So when we get back, because Mike interrupted me and said I couldn't finish, I'm going to finish when I get back. There is a substance that might help your nighttime burning in your stomach. That's not in place of all the other things, but it does do a great job. KMET 1490, you're listening. Give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. Those of you at Facebook.com/CRN Talk, Twitch, Periscope, Kiki Live, Roku, CRN Digital Talk, and YouTube CRN Digital Talk. Come on, give me a call. We have a couple more segments left in today's show. When we come back, what is this natural substance that's going to stop my heartburn? Dr. Mitch, Irina, we'll be right back.
This is the entertainment answer. Disney's live-action Lion King looks to reign over the box office as we see another of these remakes hit the big screen. Now, it isn't the last one, but might be the most anticipated, and it does look fantastic, and diehard fans need to make sure they catch this on IMAX, or at least the biggest screen in their area. Now, for those still asking, why do we need these? There are still some other solid original choices at your Cineplex. Lion King rated PG and destined to top the box office this week and several more to come. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley, 8136 Sepulveda Boulevard. Big platters with brisket and spare ribs and pulled pork and hot links. You get the half baby back rib rack. Get the full rack. Get it all. Get the combination. Choose two. You choose three. Brisket, spare ribs, links, pulled pork, chicken breast, ham, baby back ribs. The Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue. It is my answer when people say, where should I go for great barbecue? And expect to take a lot home. It tastes great the next day.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here, right here at KMET 1490 CRN One Talk, and over pretty much every media experience you can imagine. We're talking look good, feel good, have great sex. And before I even tell you about what medicine helps for pretty much heartburn at night, one of the Twitch listeners said, you talked about how to look good and feel good. What about have great sex?
I know,
sex?
We like left off the most important topic.
It is the most. We didn't talk about that today. That's funny. But yes, we'll talk about it. So I don't know if you have a specific Twitch person, you could just easily write it. But in the meantime, I'll tell you, let's talk generally about it. And every week we can hone in even more. So first thing you need to do is make sure you have a healthy physiology, that your function is good. Now, I don't know whether you're male or female, but doesn't matter. You have to make sure that in both instances, your physiology, the function is good. Good blood supply, good hormone supply, and a healthy thought process. You know, this is important. Getting to having a good libido, and make sure that you're able to, in a male's perspective, get a great erection. In a female's perspective, is she able to be lubricated, have an orgasm, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you have to think about safe sex as well. So, you know, before you have sex with a partner, regardless of who that partner is, it makes sense to get STD panel just to make sure. And if it's a long-term partner or you're both monogamous, that may not be important at this moment. Talk about sex with your partner. I think that's something we should just meet for a minute. I think that's important. We talk about, you and I talk about sex, what you like, what I like. Of course, I like everything, so it works out pretty good for me, my sake, but...
But you know what? It's not always easy, especially, I guess, maybe for younger couples. You know, they just started maybe, and they don't want to say out loud what they really like or don't like.
And so they may endure something that's terrible, right?
It's probably maybe not terrible, but it might not be as enjoyable as it could be.
So one of the things that we encourage always is talk to your partner. You know, tell he or she or whatever you like that, hey, this is what I like. Or if they're doing something that's uncomfortable, it's okay to say I'm uncomfortable and not get your ego bruised. Sometimes saying that prior to the sexual encounter makes more sense. Basically saying, look, this is what I like. I don't like this or this. And hey, I'm willing to change it up. Always trying new things, trying new places, trying new things, toys. They're all good. I mean, all that's fine. As long as it's consensual and both parties are willing to give it a shot. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it useful. That's what makes it new. Don't you
agree?
And
you need to compromise. You know, maybe one of them wants to have sex every day three times.
That's me. Well, I'm just being fairly honest to the bottom,
right,
I think.
And maybe the woman doesn't like to have it more than three times a week. So they have to, you know, always make sure that they find some kind of a compromise.
I think that's important before you land into a long-term relationship,
right,
between you
try
and I.
Try before you buy?
Well, not necessarily try before you buy, because there are some religious folks that want to wait until they're married, which is perfectly okay too. But I think that discussion has to occur. I think it's only fair, because the two things that create disconnect in a marriage more than anything else is sex and or finances. So that needs to be very clear. And by the way, if you start off on one foot, don't expect a change unless it's consensually talked about. So if you start off, which often relationships do, having sex three, four, or five times a day sometimes, or something really heavy, when it goes down to once a week, that could be upsetting to one of the partners. And I think that has to be addressed in the very beginning, so that there is never that disconnect and resentment that could follow with it. So table talk, sex talk, change it up, all really good. Now, there are some things that you can eat, Twitch listener. They're aphrodisiac type foods that help. I mean, they're not perfect, but we're going to give you some hint to some of them. What do you think? What would you say one of the great aphrodisiac foods?
Well, chocolate, which
terrific.
Most people like.
Dark chocolate, 80% of cacao or more. Absolutely.
Watermelon. We talk about this, I'm not sure, recently, but it has to do with the nitric oxide. So talk a little bit about that.
So watermelon produces a substance, the gas, that opens up the artery. So in females, it'll increase the amount of blood supply into the pelvis and into the clitoris, of course. In a male, it increases the blood flow into the penis. As a matter of fact, there have been a couple studies that suggest it's as good as a Viagra. So watermelon's a wonderful addition to an aphrodisiac food. What else?
Honey.
Honey.
Another thing.
And we talked
about
that earlier in the show.
Yes.
Honey is a great thing to eat. Okay, honey's nice. What else?
Oysters and nuts.
Nuts and oysters help too. I think they're good. The B vitamins and minerals, of course, and zinc, which is great for the prostate. Remember, a male, every time the male ejaculates, he loses 1 milligram of zinc. So male should always take at least 15 to 30 milligrams of zinc a day with the permission of your healthcare provider. But that's what I always suggest to my patients. That's the minimum, because that's going to replete them, especially if they're sexually active. They're going to lose zinc, and zinc's involved in hundreds, if not 300 or 400 chemical reactions per second, including healing. So tonight, if you want a good meal, I would start off pretty much with a bowl of nuts and seeds, maybe some oysters, throw some honey on top of it, and finish it off with some watermelon. That's what I want for dinner. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, so we don't have a disconnect. So we have 1 minute. We're going to come back. Nice question, Twitch follower. And cuddle afterwards. Yeah, let that cuddle hormone, oxytocin, work for you. Don't get up right away. Show affection. Be kind, and most important, I've always said, be respectful to your lovers. I'm Dr. Mitch at KMET 1490 AM. We'll be right back. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Twitter, Periscope, Google Live, Roku, Digital Talk, YouTube, Digital Talk, CRN, and at 855 Dr. Mitch or 855-376-4824. We'll come back for the last segment of our show. We'll give you that answer to the heartburn question. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. Lots more. Send in your questions.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
Welcome back, everyone, to Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina, and we're talking how to look good, feel good, and yes, I even covered some sex with Irina this time. Sometimes we forget to cover that, but we won't because my Twitch follower there said, hey, you better talk about it, and we will. So you still have a few minutes if you want to quickly text Mike a question if you're on facebook.com/CRN Talk or YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki, Live, Roku, do it now. And certainly we'll be able to answer that question. And if you call right away at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824, we can do that as well. Heartburn, if it's chronic, can be a symptom of a larger, more serious problem. But pretty much everyone that overeats or eventually it gets heavy is going to have a problem with heartburn. So you got to come up with something to do. So one of the things is found, it's actually as good as a proton pump inhibitor to prevent flares, especially at nighttime, is to take 3 milligrams of melatonin. Melatonin, which you pretty much know for the sleeping hormone, has a lot more things it does from not only sleep, but improving the immune response, pretty much even for helping to stop cancer of the breast and prostate. Studies show that women who are low in melatonin are 600 times more likely to end up with a breast cancer. So the proton pump inhibitors, which is typically the first line, and you're not supposed to take them anyway for more than 30 days, but apparently to stop the sleep and stop it from being disrupted because the stomach acid's going through the esophagus, taking melatonin 30 minutes before going to bed will cut your risk of insomnia in half, according to the Egyptian researchers. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, and I didn't know that. That's the first time I'm hearing it.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, I use it all the time, sweetheart. Okay. See, I can still teach you something, even though you're that smart. That's kind of great. So a researcher at Eastern Virginia Medical School basically said, take a two-minute pause before every meal. Now, if you look at many of the cultures throughout the world, Judaism, for example, pre-meal prayers, Christianity, pretty much all do a pre-meal prayer. It calms what they call the enteric nervous system down. And instead of having the autonomic nervous system in running in high gear, it just quiets it. It encourages digestive enzymes. It gives better movement, which we call peristalsis. And 65% is huge. So taking just a two-minute pause before you start stuffing your face to thanks and have gratitude, and regardless of who you thank or regardless who you have gratitude for, at least have gratitude that you have food on your table and that you're able to eat. And by taking a couple of minutes, it makes a huge difference as well too. Now, if you're getting heartburn and you're getting some cramps, okay, at the same time, they found that there's something in 10 minutes that can stop that. Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
All right. They said, this is so cool. I can't even stand it. Should I tell you on this show or wait till the next show?
Yes, please.
Okay. So if you get heartburn and you get like a cramp with it, so all you need to do is eat a small baked potato. It shuts the heartburn down in 10 minutes. Can you
imagine?
Not
potato chips, right?
Not potato chips, a small
potato. You
know
how people are going to read this.
Yeah, well, I didn't say that. I said just a small baked potato does it. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time, and it's been so much fun. I want to thank all the people that wrote in from Facebook and Twitch today to make this show so interesting and great. We'll bring you lots of more new things next week. Just remember, from 3 to 4 Eastern or noon to 1 Pacific, we're here to talk, look good, feel good, and have great sex. Irina, thank you so much for being with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you, the listeners and those who are listening to the show. God bless you. And hopefully you'll do something that you learned here to make yourself and your family healthy as well. Mom, I love you. For everyone out there, stay healthy until next week. Until then, I'm Dr. Mitch right here on CRN One Talk Network with AIM at 1490 AM. See you soon.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?